You are officially tuned in to the Pop Drone Show, as you are every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. I am your host, Mark James Richardson. That was a brand new one there, Amen Dunes, formerly living in China, now living in New York. Amen Dunes has actually released an LP last year on the Locust Records label. And that's a brand new 12-inch released on the Sacred Bones. The former LP was recorded in the Catskills, while that 12-inch song you just heard, and the rest of it all recorded while he was an expatriate in China. So, yeah, bit of a traveler there. Lots of new music this week. Some stuff by Mac Blackout, Timmy's Organism, The Chickens, Fisters, Metal Rouge, Western Standards, Billy Bao, Shit and Shine, a whole lot more. We got a lot to get through this week. Right now, this is a brand new one, local band Dizzy Eyes on Pop Drones. We'll be right back.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support Out on Screen and the 22nd Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. It's Vancouver's second largest film festival, and every year the Queer Film Fest brings the very best in queer independent cinema from around the world to Vancouver. On top of all the great films, the festival also hosts performances, workshops, panel discussions, and parties. Single film screenings are $11 general admission and $8 concession. Or you can get a festival pass for $125 or $95 for students, seniors, and the underemployed. Check out the Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. For more information, go to citr.ca.
Back with Pop Drones. Last track there was Mac Blackout, brand new 7-inch on Sacred Bones label. That was called Don't Let Your Love Die. Mac Blackout, actually formerly from Functional Blackouts, and also currently in Daily Void, who just released a 12-inch EP also on the Sacred Bones label. Before that, also on Sacred Bones, Electric Bunnies from Florida with Pretty Joanna. Brand new 7-inch there, and former 7-inches on Distassi, Columbus Discount, and featuring Eric Lopez, also the guitarist in TP, and featuring members of Melted Sunglasses. Electric Bunnies also have a brand new LP released on Florida's Dying, their hometown label. Before that was a local band, Dizzy Eyes, a new track there called Sugar Cane, taken from a brand new split cassette release with Mode Modern. That's released in a nice little package there. Edition of 30, you can probably grab that from either Dizzy Eyes shows or Mode Modern, so I recommend picking that one up. Nice little package issued by Lust Nuevo. Right now, I'm going to keep things back in Canada here. This is, we played some last week. Talked a bit about him, pretty interesting character, Tanetta 777, a somewhat infamous YouTube star who had uploaded upwards of 60, 70 YouTube clips of all his own music and all his own gyrating in the video. This is his debut LP, hadn't actually released anything, finally after a lot of fanfare, Black Tent Press has finally decided to put that one on LP. So this is Tanetta 777 with Toronto is Starting to Stink.
TOA, the cleanest place. People are starting to stink. This garbage strike is taking its toll on everybody as a woman. Everywhere on the street. streets of Dundas Square. Cash is piling up and no sign it's gonna stop. The stink is getting worse and stench is right behind. Rats are having a picnic and the mayor is a dick. Get back, get back, get back, get back, get back to where you once belong. Get back, get back, get back, get back, get back to where you once belong, yeah. Clean the old mess, it's gone too long. Get back to work, Gio is in distress. And I'm starting to hate this song. Get back, get back, get back, get back, get back, get back to where you once belong. Get back, get back. Paper everywhere on the streets of Dundas Square. Cash is piling up and no sign it's gonna stop. The stench is getting worse, the stink is right behind. Bats are having a picnic and the mayor is a dick. Oh, get back, get back, get back, get back, get back to where you once belong. Get back, get back, get back, get back, get back to where you once belong, yeah. Clean up the mess, it's gone on too long. Clean up the mess, it's gone on too long. Clean up the mess, it's gone on too long. Clean up the mess. Gio is in distress. Gio is in distress. Gio is in distress.
Nice guy. makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Back with the Pop Drones show here, CITR 101.9. Last track there was Fisters from, I believe, New York City. Brand new LP entitled Narcissity, released on Fandeath. A track you heard there was called Kavachi. And The Chickens before that, with a brand new 7-inch released on the Silt Breeze label. The Chickens being a side project of the better-known FNU Ronnies from Philadelphia there. The song was called Drug Life. And before that, Timmy's Organism with I'm a Nice Guy Now. Brand new 7-inch released on Cass Records. Timmy's Organism, fronted by Timmy Vulgar, a former lead man of Human Eye, and also in the Clone Defects way back when. And starting everything off was Tanetta 777 with Toronto Is Starting to Stink. Right now we're going to get into a compilation that just came out entitled A Fundamental Experiment. And it's actually a benefit LP for a friend of many bands, apparently a artist and a skateboarder and many other things. Anyways, I guess he was terribly injured, and their friends got together and decided to press 300 copies of a record and featuring all Neil Young covers. And some pretty big names on there, including Son of Ra, Matt Mondanile of DuckTales, and Julian Lynch, also in Real Estate, and getting some pretty good acclaim there. So, good cause. Excellent package, nice silk screen. You can go to fundamentalexperiment.blogspot.com to check that one out. Right now we're going to play Metal Rouge's version of Helpless.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Make it back to the room you hide in. It's the same every day.
Back with Pop Drones. The last track you heard there was Mike Cooper with a track there called World Slide, brand new 12-inch released on the Ethbow record label based out of the UK. Mike Cooper's actually a British blues musician, somewhat famous in his own right, having played with Jimmy Reed, Howlin' Wolf, and John Lee Hooker. And this 12-inch is actually originally released on the Hip Shot label, which is actually his own CDR label. It's been rediscovered, pressed to vinyl, and this is some pretty nice stuff. Hawaiian Slide with a lot of loops, so stepping pretty far away from the blues there. Before that, we heard Common Eider, King Eider, brand new LP on Root Strata titled Worn, and the song that you heard was called When We Sewed Skins. The LP actually features contributions by Liz Harris, also known as Grouper, and Tom Carter, better known as one half of Charlam Bidet's. So we'll definitely be playing some more of that in future episodes. and Metal Rouge with their version of Neil Young's Helpless, taken from the compilation LP, A Fundamental Experiment. Also has Son of Ra, Matt Mondanal, Julian Lynch, and a host of others. We'll definitely be playing some of that in some episodes coming up. Right now, getting into some dronier stuff. This is a new one from Sean McCann, taken from his brand new LP on DNT.
Thank you.
Back of the Pop Drones show, CITR 101.9 FM. That last track you heard there, Western Standards, a brand new LP on unknown label. Track is untitled, and no one seems to know anything about the band. I picked this one up from Fusetron just on a whim, and turned out to be pretty good. Before that, we heard Sean McCann with his new LP, Chances Are Staying, on the DNT label. Song you heard was called The World He Left Behind. Gonna get into some noisier stuff here. This is came out about a month and a half ago. Finally managed to get my hands on it. This is a brand new one by London's Shit and Shine. This is a 12-inch released on the Bad Master label. This track is called Bass Puppy. We'll be right back.
party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Back with the Bob Drones Show. Last track here, there was a brand new one from Billy Bao. Entitled Urban Disease. Pretty experimental stuff, even for Billy Bao and Matin. It's a very small edition released on an Italian label. That's skipping my mind right now. Nice little package, but probably about $40 if you can find it over here. Highly recommend it, though, if you're into Billy Bao, Matin, and all that... kind of hardcore experimental stuff. Before that, we heard Shit and Shine with Bass Puppy, taken from the 12-inch release of the same name, released on the Bad Master label. We're about to sign off here. A Noise is up next. This is a nice lengthy track here. This is a new one from International Hello, brand new release on Holy Mountain. This is pretty much the remaining members of Mono Shock, who have taken about a... about 14-year hiatus since the last Mono Shock record, but they're back, and a new name and a little crazier than before, in all honesty. This is International Hello with 8 Seconds. We'll see you here next week on Pop Drones, 10 a.m. Wednesday morning.
UBC Film Society.
The Norm Theater, located in the sub-main concourse, plays the hottest films Wednesday through Sunday. Go to UBCFilmSociety.com for full scheduling information.
Sign up for a membership at The Norm and receive half price off admission and benefits.
Check out the Film Sock Facebook group for more info.
Film Sock? I think so.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday on from 11:30 to 1 p.m. here at the Almighty CITR. Luke Meat here at the helm. Coming up in the next hour and a half, all the noise that's fit to play. We're going to start off with an interview I've just unearthed. It's got to be at least...